Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with us, and it sounds like it is finally time to do something about that stretch of the drive near the museum campus. Pedestrians are getting hurt there, and somebody just got killed. What's the latest on this, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, anyone that's gone to a Bears game or something at Soldier Field or the museum campus knows that to get from Grant Park over there, you got to take that underpass that kind of winds under Roosevelt and under Lakeshore Drive. There was a gentleman, an older gentleman, earlier this month that was trying to cross on the street level and got hit by a car that had a green light. It's not a crosswalk there. So it's a kind of a dangerous situation. And one of the things that advocates were pointing out was that the bridge is not really well marked for some people, particularly for tourists that may not know how to get over there. So there's a push to try to just make it more clear, maybe some more signs just pointing people to that 11th Street Bridge underpass. And it's a little bit of a hike. Again, if you're going to a Bears game, you realize like, oh, I'm almost there. Wait, I got to backtrack. I got to go under the Lakeshore Drive. But yeah, it's definitely not designed for pedestrians to cross. There is a stoplight, but as we all know, people don't always stop at the stoplights, and mm-hmm. they're driving pretty fast at that turn. So sad situation. They're hoping that just maybe some more awareness about how to actually do that safely would be the best way to go.
Yeah, and you've got pedestrians jumping out in the middle of the street or crossing against the light. So they think signs may really help this situation.
I mean, that would be the first layer of trying to help out there. Some of the other advocates are talking about maybe an overpass there, but that would be obviously a multi-million, multi-year project. So they're trying to get something that could be a little bit faster. But yes, I see people crossing the drive, not just there, but all over the place. And I just, hold your breath because people going 80 miles an hour there, you don't really have a chance, even if you're really fast.
True. Let's talk about what's happening on the far north side. And there's a bit of a controversy about a plan to allow some taller buildings. This is up on North Broadway.
Yeah, this is on North Broadway, all the way through Edgewater and Uptown. The Alder people up there are all banding together, and they're trying to come up with some development plan that can encourage more businesses and more housing in that neighborhood. Uptown's really taken off for housing in the last 10 years or so, and they're trying to get just more rental units, more affordable housing. So they've got a plan drawn up that would basically allow buildings up to 80 feet, so about 6 or 7 stories during this whole stretch of Broadway from about Montrose to Foster. So it would make it a lot easier for developers to come in and propose something. Each thing wouldn't have to go before the whole neighborhood for approval and for specific zoning changes. And it would also allow for more businesses on the first floor, make it a little bit easier for bars and restaurants to get approved. So it's kind controversial because a lot of the residents, particularly in Edgewater, say, hey, we like having this lot-by-lot sort of control, or we can review everything. And if you take that away from us, then, developers may be slipping things in there that we didn't want in the first place. But yeah, they're just trying to spur it, make it a little bit easier for businesses and for developers to get through the approval process, which could take years sometimes. So they're trying mm-hmm. to speed it up a little bit and get some more density in that already pretty crowded neighborhoods.
So the neighbors just want to have more control, or they want to keep some control, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also some concern about, you know, whether this is going to bring too many people into the neighborhoods and in housing. So it gets into the question about, you know, people that want sort of a calmer neighborhood or people that want more housing for people and more foot traffic. The plan would, you know, wouldn't allow like drive-through restaurants or strip malls, which are, there's a lot of that on Broadway. So they're really trying to make it pedestrian friendly and not a lot of curb cuts. So we'll see where this goes. They're bringing it to the city council today for at least, you know, an early review.
Let's talk about what's happening in Westtown this summer with a Wisconsin camp.
Yeah, this is going to be, when this store opens, it's going to be sort of a head-scratcher for a lot of people in Chicago, but it's a camp in Wisconsin near Lake Geneva that they're building a retail store in Westtown, basically to promote the camp and try to get more people to go to it. It's not like a kid's summer camp necessarily. It's more of a resort and retreat area. It's called Camp Wandawega, like I said, right near Lake Geneva. So they're bringing this retail store. They're going to be promoting the camp. They also have some line of merch, of course, trying to get a little extra revenue. But yeah, Camp Wandawega, I'd never heard of this one before, but it's celebrating its 100th year anniversary this year, and it's sort of had a, I would say, colorful history. It started as a speakeasy in the 20s, and it turned even a little sleazier after that, and then the Catholic Church bought it, and then it went into disrepair. So now it's in private hands. They've turned it into sort of a family gathering spot. You can have weddings. You can have corporate retreats. You can have a lot of things. So it's it looks a lot like Wisconsin lake camps, you know, where you're right on the lake. There's fishing and swimming and archery and all kinds of things. So Camp Wandawega, if you see their Bureau of Tourism in Westtown, that's what that's all about.
Colorful history, to say the least. More on that, and also the story of a really sweet honor for a West Side school nurse. Read all about it at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.